Section 97 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Ken Crooker. On the web at kencrooker.com. Bandied about from mouth to mouth. Barricade the road to truth. Bartering the higher aspirations of life. Beaming with pleasurable anticipation. Before was the open malignant sea. Beguiled the weary soul of man. Beneath the cold glare of the desolate night. Bent on the lofty ends of her destiny. Beset by agreeable hallucinations. Beset with smiling hills. Beside himself in an ecstasy of pleasure. Betokening an impulsive character. Beyond the farthest edge of night. Birds were fluting in the tulip trees. Biting sentences flew about. Black, inky night. Blithe with the bliss of the morning. Blown about by every wind of doctrine. Bookish precision and professional peculiarity. Born from lip to lip. Born onward by slow-footed time. Born with the faculty of willing compromise. Bowed with a certain frigid and deferential surprise. Broke in a stupendous roar upon the shuddering air. Browsing at will on all the uplands of knowledge and thought. Buffeted by all the winds of passion. Buried hopes rose from their sepulchres. Buried in the quicksands of ignorance. But nonetheless peremptorily, by a curious irony of fate, by a happy turn of thinking, by virtue of his impassioned curiosity, carried the holiday in his eye, chafed at the restraints imposed on him, cheeks furrowed by strong purpose and feeling, childlike contour of the body, cleansed of prejudice and self-interest, cloaked in prim pretense, clothed with the witchery of fiction, clutch at the very heart of the usurping mediocrity, cold gaze of curiosity, collapse into a dreary and hysterical depression, comment of rare and delightful flavor, conjuring up scenes of incredible beauty and terror, conscious of unchallenged supremacy, constant indulgence of wily stratagem and ambitious craft, contemptuously indifferent to the tyranny of public opinion, covered with vegetation and wild luxuriance, crisp sparkle of the sea. Crystallize about a common nucleus. Cultivated with a commensurate zeal. Current play of light gossip. Curtains of opaque rain. Dallying in maudlin regret over the past. Dark with unutterable sorrows. Darkness oozed out from between the trees. Dawn had broken. Day stood distinct in the sky. Days of vague and fantastic melancholy. Days that are brief and shadowed. Deep shame and rankling remorse. Deficient in affectionate or tender impulses. Delicately emerging stars. Delicious throng of sensations. Despite her pretty insolence, dignity and sweet patience were in her look. Dim opalescence of the moon. Dimly foreshadowed on the horizon. dimmed by the cold touch of unjust suspicion, disfigured by the passages of solemn and pompous monotony, disguised itself as chill critical impartiality, dismal march of death, distinguished by hereditary rank or social position, distract and beguile the soul, distressing in their fatuous ugliness, diverted into alien channels. Diverting her eyes, she pondered. Dogs the footsteps, doled out in miserly measure. Doubt tortured him. Doubts beset her lonely and daring soul. Down the steep of disenchantment, dreams and visions were surpassed. Dreams that fade and die in the dim west. Drear twilight of realities. Drift along the stream of fancy. Drowned in the deep reticence of the sea. Drowsiness coiled insidiously about him. Dull black eyes under their precipice of brows. End of section 97. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded in April of 2007 in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley.